Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 988 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Elena. Awesome. Now, here's today's question from Elena.
Hey, Pat. Elena here. I really appreciate all you do for online entrepreneurs. I started my first business by listening to your site. That was Amazon. And now I am into my second business. I'm actually a sales consultant by trade, and I'm building a new website that's going to be taking on some online sales of a product that I'm developing. So I'm learning about landing pages, email funnels, all this stuff, but I'm not quite sure how to put it all together. What comes first? Chicken or the egg is basically what I'm asking. So I need to know what resources you recommend, podcasts, episodes, to teach me the proper order to do things in so I'm not wasting time, money, and making a bunch of mistakes. I just bought Will It Fly, so if that is one of the suggestions, I already know I'm on the right track. But is there anything else that you think I should be doing? Again, I'm building a website. I'm looking for new sales clients, but this website is going to be offering a unique service. And I want to get it done within the next 6 months. So anything that you can offer for help, I really appreciate it. I think you're awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Elena, thank you so much for this question. You are not the first person to ask something like this, although the first person to ask this question on Ask Pat. I've been asked this question several times in many different forms before, which is why I built out my BYOB course. If you've never heard of that, you might be like, what, bring your own beer? I don't get it. It's build your own brand. And you can find that at smartpassiveincome.com/BYOB. It's a 5-day challenge built within a course within Teachable, which many of my students from other courses are very familiar with. They have the same username and access to it, but it's free. And it walks you through in 5 days the order of operations for getting your website up and building it out. It's also going to give you some more information for what to do after you do that in terms of emails, what landing pages are, how they play a role in everything, and then there's some information in there about launching your brand too. So that should give you some good just foundational information, Elena. And really, I mean, it's all about building the website first, getting your domain and brand mission all nailed down, like even before you buy your domain name and hosting package. Just really the first step is knowing what it is you're doing, what the unique selling proposition is, what's the brand name going to be, and the domain name that goes along with that. So there's a little bit of research that goes involved with that. There's also some internal research that's involved, like internal, like in your brain and your heart. Why are you doing this? Who is it for? Who's your target audience? That kind of stuff, right? So that's stuff that you've likely already done if you've already started building a product. And Will It Fly? Yes, absolutely will help you through that process. So you are headed in the right direction. Then it's building out the website, picking out a theme, not getting too crazy with the design of it, not spending a ton of money on customizations just yet. Really, it's just about putting your mark on the internet and putting content out there. And then the email service provider would be the next step, I believe. I recommend ConvertKit, askpat.com/ConvertKit. That is a affiliate link, and that is also a company I'm a compensated advisor for, so just being honest about that. But ConvertKit allows you to start to build your email list, to start to segment it, to connect with all these other things that are going to happen on your website. And it just makes it really easy to do. And then from there, creating lead magnets for specific pieces of content, that's where the landing pages might come in, because you might say on a podcast or say on the blog, hey, by the way, I have this free thing that you can get, and you can get it here on this landing page. And then you can bring people to that website. They're going to send you their name and email in exchange for that thing. And then they're going to be in ConvertKit. So that's really the foundational items you might need to get started. And then from there, the tools that I would suggest you add on relate specifically to what it is that you're doing and what you need to keep track of. Because, for example, if you're doing a physical product, I mean, you're going to need something that could potentially be like ShipStation, which allows you to easily print out labels based on the transactions that happen and all those kinds of things. And depending on what it is you're selling, perhaps a shopping cart is something like Sam Card, or maybe it's more like a Shopify thing, or, you know, there's many ways to go about it. But smartpassiveincome.com/BYOB, that's the free build your own brand course, smartpassiveincome.com/BYOB. Check that out. And that's a great place to get going. So Elena, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. Can't wait to hear how this all goes down, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from you later. I do want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Dr. Seuss. And that is, you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the one who'll decide where to go. Happy graduation, maybe, for some of you, if you're listening to this around May, June. If not, just, it's an awesome poem anyway. Dr. Seuss rocks. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.